speaking. Hello.
Hello, Lobbig Vic.
Hello, New Jersey.
You're live here on WFMU. Thanks, guys, lady, for coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, who's all here? What do you do?
My name is Emily Friedlander, and I play the violin and I sing in Lobbig Vic.
I'm Peter Pearson, and I play synthesizers.
My name is Toshio Masuda. I do as... who is the electronic youth guy?
Which one?
whatever.
You're like, yeah, Lee Ronaldo.
No, playing guitar and synthesizer.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming up. We've been trying to get this together for a minute, so I'm hyped that we actually did it. Sorry, it's like the hottest day of the year and we have no air conditioning in here.
That's all right.
I love it.
But I'm like slowly coming back into the I gotta be a DJ and talk to you guys about things. You've chilled me out sufficiently. When you guys were putting this stuff together, was that the goal? Like, let's make some down tempo chill stuff, or what when you were writing these jams, what was the ideas going into it?
A lot of the songs were actually pretty up tempo when they started. Mm-hmm. I think we wrote them like last fall something,
last fall, a year ago
ish. Mm-hmm. And then just from playing it live and jamming tons, it's kind of the sound came out.
Cool. I think the turning point was Michael Bundt. You know, yeah, we talked about it, and like we listened to, you know, the German kind of like crop rock musician Michael Bundt a lot, and then, you know, his sound. Name of the song?
Neon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely Neon.
Underappreciated classic.
The beat in the song Musica is sort of inspired by it.
Cool. I have to check it out on another track.
And actually, we wrote the song. And then we heard this song by Michael Bundt, and there's a synth line in it that's actually identical to the one that we wrote without knowing. So we're like, oh, this guy is our spiritual
totally connected.
Soul brother. Yeah.
Spirit animal.
Yeah, it's you do transport me to some other weird levels. Like, have you ever thought about taking the record to like massage parlors? Because I've gotten massaged like 2 or 3 times in my life, and they're always playing like some Enya bullshit. And I really wish that that doesn't chill me out. That actually kind of stresses me out. And
I know.
So, it's good like that. What where do you want to see? So I want to see your music in massage parlors. Where do you want to see your music?
Air France.
Yeah, we've always thought about airline commercials.
Okay.
Yeah,
love especially to do an airline commercial.
Yeah, France. Yeah. Whatever.
Especially the France one. I just flew for the first time coming back into New York from someplace else, and they dropped Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, New York, New York. So
that's beautiful.
It was pretty nice. I was like, even though it's not home, it's still kind of home. I'm home right now, New York, New York. So would you write a song specifically for Air France, or is there a track that you would put in for them?
Probably LYNY, which I guess we didn't play tonight.
No, but it's on the new record, and everybody's been waiting for this record for a minute. So what's the story with the record?
Like, where did it come from?
It came from you guys. I know we know that. But I mean, it just came out. Who put it out?
Underwater Peoples put it out. They are a New Jersey / Greenpoint / Lower East Side label.
Okay, they're all over.
Yeah, they're all over. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not that far.
Okay. International.
They're underwater. And where can the people find it?
They can find it at the Underwater People's website. They can find it from us at shows, and they can find it at most online stores.
And you got some shows coming up?
Yeah, we have a lot of shows. On
15th. At Public Assembly, and 17th at 285 Kent. Is it like Toppy Show?
It's a Weird Magic and Impose North Side Ball.
It's a ball?
It's like a ball. And it's with Laurel Halo and Tone Starts Bandit. And
he's a DJ guy, though.
He's not playing anymore.
Rupture? No?
DJ Rupture was supposed to play, but he's not.
He's probably too busy doing things here at the station too.
Probably.
So it's all close and connected. So you connected there. The record is out. The shows. What's on the next horizon? You got the record out. Besides Air France.
Playing a bunch of shows, and probably just starting our next record right away.
Not gonna stop. Keep moving.
We're super slow. I mean, we recorded this one over a year.
Yeah, but like I don't know.
I mean, we're kind of perfectionists, so we spend a lot of time on each song.
Well,
so
it sounds good. It sounds
now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
We record ourselves, so it's kind of like you get kind of. Like
where did you guys record? Just in the house, or where did it happen?
Toshio and I live in a loft together in Brooklyn. So he has a studio in his bedroom. I have one in mine, basically. So
between the two.
Yeah, between the two, just kind of bounce stuff.
You gonna throw more parties at the house? That was a party.
Yeah, they happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
all the time.
Be sure to let us know.
Favorite place to play.
It is a good spot. It's a good spot. Well, thanks for coming up to this good spot. And I got to turn the air conditioning back on, or the fan. I'm dying right now. But thanks for sweating it out with us. The Big Vic, live here, WFMU.
What it is.